Luke chapter number 15. And beginning in verse number 11, the Bible says, "And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger." And I want to preach this morning, and it's not just for young people. It's really for any of us. It's for all of us. But I want to preach on this this title, Buy Now, Pay Later. Buy Now, Pay Later. Let's pray. Lord, would you bless the message this morning? I pray, Holy Spirit of God, that you'll continue to work on hearts. I certainly pray if someone's lost, that they'll be saved today. Lord, I pray for the Christians that are in here. Most are probably saved. I pray for the Christians that are in here, Lord, that will not buy into the devil's lies. Help us today with this truth from your word, and we'll ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You could be seated for years now. If you have television or radio or even now the internet and social media, but for years, we have been inundated with the advertisements for buy now, pay later. It happens in the fall. When you get to September, the car companies know that they have a certain amount of cars they need to sell because the newer cars, the new year models now are coming in. So they'll have all kinds of deals. Buy now and no payment and no interest for 3 months or 6 months or whatever it may be. Some furniture store, you know, around Christmas, they do that. Come now and buy $3,000 worth of furniture and there'll be no payments and no interest until 2024 or 2025, whatever it may be. It's said that 4 in 5 U.S. consumers use the buy now, pay later on everything from cleaning supplies to clothing to cars. Buy it on credit and pay it out. You get the product immediately, but what we have to realize is you get the debt immediately also. Many who use the buy now, pay later approach, oftentimes they suffer from very high interest rates, from large monthly payments, from late fees and penalties because they practiced the buy now, pay later method until it spiraled out of control. Now, in our passage, we see a young man who was willing to walk away from everything that he had ever been taught. He had substance. He had goods. He had much that was invested in him. And yet this young man that we just read about in Luke chapter 15 just threw it all away. I know a lot of brokenhearted parents today, several brokenhearted parents because they've had some teenager that grew up to be a young adult, and somehow that young adult got out there in the world and got away from everything that mom or dad or grandma or grandpa ever taught them. By the way, at 47 years old, and after having pastored for 20 plus years, I still could go back to the world if I'm not careful, because the devil is a trickster, and the devil is a liar, and the devil will put you in circumstances, and we'll put ourselves in circumstances sometimes that are very dangerous. So again, don't think it's just for the kids. It's for all of us. Think about how good God has been in your life and don't throw it away. This young man threw it away. It says in verse 11, he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. Listen, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. This young man went from righteous living to riotous living. The word riotous means the party life. The word riotous means no rules. The word riotous means unrestrained. In other words, I'm tired of my parents telling me what to do. I can't wait until I'm old enough to do my own thing. And this younger son went and just wasted everything that had been given to him on this no rules type of life. Maybe there's a married couple in here and they say, I'm so tired of being married. I'm so tired of having to raise kids. I'm so tired of doing life. I just want to get out there and kind of do some things for a little while. Well, that's what this young man did, and he wasted everything that God had done in his life. Well, you know the story. Later, he realizes how badly he messed up. Look at verse 14 there. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Now, I don't want to say too much too soon here, so I have a lot to say this morning. But the world will always leave you in want. You'll think, man, this is good, this is great, this is wonderful. Look at what's going on in their life. But I promise you that the world will always leave you in want. And the Bible says, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And look, he ran out of going out to eat money. He ran out of party money. And guess what? When he ran out of everything he had, he ran out of so-called friends also. And the Bible says he would fain have filled his belly with a husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. I want to say to all of us in here, whether you're young, whether you're older, thank God for a church family. You got a lot of people that are on your side. You get out there in the world, the only people that are going to be on your side are those that, as long as you're cussing and acting like them, as long as you're drinking like them, as long as you have a vehicle they can borrow, as long as you pay their rent, they're on your side. But the moment you have nothing left to offer, the devil's going to leave you in a mess, and so will those so-called out-of-church, godless friends. And I'm talking about the adults that many of us have connected with online that we think are so cute because we're digging up the past, and you know they're out of the will of God. Just on a side note here, that word fain, that's just like Brother and Mrs. Fain name. That word fain means gladly. That's why those two are always smiling every time you talk to them. But that word fain means gladly. The Bible says he would have, listen, he would have gladly eaten with the pigs just to have something to eat. Well, that sounds like a wonderful ending, doesn't it? Look at verse 17. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. So this was a young man that was on a right path. But what is it that led him down a wrong path? Or I might ask it this way. Who is it that led him down a wrong path? The Bible says in Galatians 5 and verse 7, Paul said to the Christians there, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? I'm very concerned, and we've already seen it. Man, we saw it back. Remember back when they had MySpace and all this stuff just started coming out? You still had AOL dial up, you know, to get internet, and you hope no one called while you're on the internet because it would completely cut your internet off. And even back then, we had people. I remember a young lady at some point in her high school years that had come up with this plan to run off. And her and her cousin were going to meet some guy in some other state that they met online. And supposedly this girl got right with God and wound up getting married to one of our young men. And that thing blew up. That marriage blew up. The whole thing was a mess. But it started because the devil said, I've got something for you. And everybody else just wants you to walk the line. And you're going to miss out. That's what the devil does. I tell you who the who is. The Bible says, it's 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Be sober, be vigilant. If you were here, on Wednesday night, I mentioned Monday and Tuesday, Monday during the day, and then Tuesday morning, Brother Orms and I and my little brother Sean went turkey hunting, and we ran into a rattlesnake. I don't like any snakes. The only good snake is a dead snake. But Sean was walking in front of us, and he was like, man, you know, if a snake bites him, he's got a lot more hours before he dies than us. But he's walking and we were on one trail, and he said, man, he said, what is that? And he jumped and he said, man, that's a rattlesnake. And it was within striking distance when he walked beside it, and that thing's just and rattling, and he had that head up, and I just took that turkey shot and just boom, and he just laid over. And we had to walk another 400 yards back to our hunting spot. Now, before we saw the snake, we're like spitting sunflower seed, you know, Rambo, the killer's coming through the woods. Where are the turkeys? After we saw that snake, Brother Orms, we were like, I would step on a stick and it would be long enough to move the grass. I'd say, and I do that anyways, right, Brother Orms? But listen, that's what the Bible says. The Bible says you don't just go through life, oh, hey, buddy, hey, high five, oh, it's good. I got church crowd. I got my world crowd. It's all great. The Bible says be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, that means you men, when you go to work, be sober, be vigilant. That means you ladies, when you're online, be sober. Not that you don't work, but be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You see, the devil has a buy now, pay later plan also. But he only advertises the buy now part. The devil's a deceiver, young people. The devil is a trickster. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11 that the serpent, the devil, that Satan had beguiled Eve. Turn to Genesis chapter number 3. Genesis chapter number 3, and Paul was concerned with those Corinthian Christians that they would be tricked, just like Eve was tricked and just destroyed her life, destroyed her family. The word beguiled means misled by craft, and that's the word used in 2 Corinthians 11:3. He said, I'm concerned that the devil would beguile you as Eve was tricked. Here's what happened with Eve in Genesis chapter 3. First of all, what the devil will do is the devil gets us to questioning the word of God. Now the serpent was more subtle, chapter 3, verse 1, than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? He's certainly not quoting scripture there, and he's confusing things, but that's exactly where the devil wants you to be, is confused. Well, what Bible do I use? Well, is the Bible really relevant in our day and age? It's a living book. It's absolutely relevant in our day and age. And there are a lot of churches out there today that don't stand for a whole lot of truth. It's all about love and love and love. But God's against sin also. And so what the devil does, he gets us to questioning the Bible. And man, is this really what I believe? Is this really where I ought to stand? And so the next thing that happens is the devil gets a conversation going here with Eve. And he gets a conversation going on in our heart and mind. The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And I read that and I think this, why is she even talking to the devil? The Bible says we're not to give place to the devil. The word place means any portion of space. So why are we having this conversation? Why is this even a question that we would walk away from a right kind of church? Or a question that we would drop our standards? Or a question whether or not we would walk into a bar or a dance hall? Those sort of things. Why would this even be a question that you walk away from your marriage? Why would it be a question that you give up on your kids? Why would it be a question that we would do things contrary to the Word of God? The devil gets us to start questioning everything. The devil gets a conversation going. And then the devil attacks. But look at it there in Genesis 3. He attacks with this buy now method. This buy now. This is good. You're missing out. That's the type of advertising he does. Look at verse 4. The serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Now wait a minute. Isn't that opposite of what God said? But this is this false advertisement. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, Then your eyes shall be opened. You shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. This is good. You're missing out. God. The reason God says no is because He's trying to hold you back from something good in your life. And too often we fall for the buy now trick. And it happened there with Eve. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her. And he did eat. The devil has no new tools. He has no new tricks. He's the same old deceiver, the same old devil, the same old serpent that he's always been. And in Eve's days, he tricked Eve. And in the New Testament, in the church age there, as the church age was beginning, Paul and the Holy Spirit was concerned that Christians in the local church would be beguiled, would be misled, would be tricked by the devil. And I tell you the same thing in 2022, young people and adults in here. Just like that, the devil could get any of us right where he wants us if we're not careful. That's the way that he works. The Bible says this in Galatians chapter 3. Just listen, or you could turn there, but I'm going to read you several verses here in Galatians chapter number 3. No, that's not the wrong chapter written down there. That's all right. We could just move along. I had plenty of other stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Genesis chapter 3. I looked at that. I can read my own handwriting. It was back in Genesis 3, and I've already turned, and I'm not going back there. But if you go read the rest of chapter 3, after the devil got her questioning the word of God, started having conversations with her, tricked her into partaking of what she was not supposed to partake of, read the rest of the chapter. There's nothing good that happens. The curse has come. They get booted out of the Garden of Eden. And I'm telling you, that's the way things end when you buy into this. By now, everything's going to be okay. Trick of the devil. The prodigal son there in Luke chapter 15, he bought into the buy now advertising. But the thing we have to realize, and thank God for the Bible because it warns us, payday came. You might have a great time enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season, but payday is going to come. Let me give you three thoughts here this morning. Three thoughts. Number one is this. The devil's advertising is always deceitful. The devil's advertising is always deceitful. You remember when the Lord was fasting those 40 days and praying, and the Bible says the devil came to tempt him. And if he would tempt the Lord, he certainly will tempt us. But listen to the devil's advertising. Luke chapter 4, verse 5. The devil, taking Jesus up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. This is so silly. I realize that the devil is the little g god of this world. The Bible tells us that. But the devil said unto him, Christ, all this power will I give thee. Wait a minute. Didn't Jesus say all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth? The devil says, all this power will I give thee. And the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. You say, what do you call that? I call that false advertisement. You dummy, you're telling Jesus, the creator of all things, you're telling God in the flesh, I'm going to give you all this. But that's what the devil does. The devil says, hey, buy into this. I'm telling you, you're going to be happier. It's going to be a better life. You're going to enjoy yourself. So the devil is telling that to Creator God. And 2 Corinthians 2:11 says that we are not ignorant of his, Satan's, devices. The word devices means his inventions, his schemes. He loves to get you to thinking that you're missing out on something good. He loves to trick you into believing that you can sin and get away with it. Can't happen. And aren't you glad to be a child of God that you cannot sin and get away with it? If you are sinning and getting away with it, the Bible tells us in Hebrews that you are not a child of God. You are not truly born again. The devil loves to make you believe that you can violate Scripture and that somehow it's still going to end well. Remember this, adults, remember this, young people. The devil's advertising is always deceitful. By the way, He loves to advertise on social media. Are you listening? Teenagers listen, adults listen. His ads are always popping up online, disguised as an out-of-church Christian or some recovering fundamentalist. That's the ad. And what we've gotten out from underneath that cult. And now we can drink our beer because we're not in that cult. And now we can just drop all our dress standards because we're not in that cult. And we can go and get all kinds of things done to our body because we're not in that cult. And look at us now. We're all smiling. Look at what you're missing. Look at what that cult you belong to is holding you back from. The devil's advertising is always deceitful. Let me say secondly, the devil's interest rate is always hidden. Turn to 2 Peter chapter number 2. The devil's interest rate is always hidden. You know, oftentimes when you buy into, and I mean, I have a credit card, oftentimes when you buy into some of these advertisements they give you, and they say something like this. They say, well, hey, no payments or no interest for 12 months. Well, you know that thing's going to be broken down by the 13th month, and you're just now making payments on it. And you realize if you miss just one day, you realize the little handwriting in there that you weren't paying attention to says you have to go back and pay all the interest for that entire time that they were saying no interest, no payments. There's always a trick. There is no free lunch. I read it last night. There is no free lunch. You want to know why we have such high inflation right now? You want to know why we're in the mess we're in just a year's time? Because during coronavirus, all they did was hand out free lunches. That's all they did. And now look at what we're paying at the pump. This is miserable. This is awful. I feel bad for all of you in here, especially our young adults who just getting started, don't make a whole lot, but they're paying that high fuel bill. And listen, in just the same way, we think we can just run and run and run and run. They never come back online and say, hey, I've been divorced 4 times since I got out of that crazy cult church. They never come back online and show the rap sheet. They never come back online and show the misery in their life. You say you're judging them. No. Listen, 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse, I'm going to read it in a moment, but it's going to tell us it does not end well for a child of God. When he buys into this trick of the devil, when that prodigal son took off for the world, he could not see the future hog pen that was awaiting him. I hear stories, parents will tell me stories, some in this church, some out of this church, but they'll tell me stories about their brokenheartedness because one of their kids that they raised decided to get out there in the world, and then they come back to the house just to show mom and dad that they're free now. And they come back, you know, girls come in with these butch haircuts and just stuff I wanted to get into it today. And all it is in mom and dad's face. I can do what I want. You can't say anything about it. Oh, but there's one watching. There's one watching. I'm probably going to start preaching here on Wednesday nights. We have Lone Star Wednesday nights, but this Wednesday night, but I'm probably going to start preaching on basically it's modern issues in light of the Bible, because as much as it sounds like hate speech and as much as it sounds like, you know, whatever, then we need to know what the Bible says. Our world is going nuts. It's going crazy. Man, it would to God that God's people, you say, well, it's just not going to be me people. Hey, it's God's people have always been a remnant. But I'd rather be faithful with the remnant than to live in sin and in the hog's pen with the rebels. The devil's interest rate is always hidden. 2 Peter 2, look at verse 15. 2 Peter 2 there, if you're there, verse 15. We're picking up in the middle of a thought, but this is what people do when they walk away from God, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray. Have forsaken the right way and are gone astray. Verse 17, these are wells without water. They're listening to people online who are wells without water. They don't produce anything. They have some title by their name, and so they're listening to these preachers and teachers, but there's no depth. There's no water is a picture of the Word of God. There's no Bible to it. Clouds that are carried with a tempest to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Listen to what happens here. Here's how people get pulled into worldliness. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, empty words, they allure through the lust of the flesh. Jeremiah and Isaiah and Daniel, these guys didn't have to have music in the background while they were preaching. They didn't have to have a skit to warn people up for the Word of God. They just got up and preached, thus saith the Lord. And God told those prophets, whether people hear or whether they don't hear, but they'll know that a prophet has been there. They'll know that a preacher preached to them. But we have a lot of places today that are just become entertainment centers. They allure through the lust of the flesh. Listen, through much wantonness. In verse 18, that word wantonness means no rules, no restraints. I was in a coffee shop this morning, ran into a lady, a nice lady, used to be in our church, and I won't say too much, but used to be in our church, and just totally different. Now, still nice, but I mean, going to some non-denominational, non-Baptist church, and dropped her standards and everything else. I'm telling you, this is the world I'm pastoring in. It's like, you know, there's a place right across the street that is no rules, no restraints. That place is crazy. You young people, your friends, that place is crazy. They won't let you boys and girls hold hands on the bus. They're crazy, man. They want you to do this and they want you to do that. No, we're smart and we know the tricks of the devil and we know how much God wants to bless your life. But this is exactly what the devil does. It goes on to tell us, for those that have escaped, verse 19, while they promised them liberty. What is liberty? No rules. No perfect people, no rules. Don't go to cult church, don't go to crazy church. While they themselves, while they promise, by the way, lady down here at the coffee shop has hired two or three of our young ladies that have grown up in this church. Wonder if that means there's something different about a child of God who just chooses. I'll tell my son from time to time, I'll tell him, Josh, it's not going to take you much at all to excel in this world. Just look decent, act decent, look people in the eye, work hard, show up on time, have a good attitude. It does not take much to shine as a Christian in this day and age. But the Bible says they promise them liberty, no rules. Verse 20, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog has turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Just a bad picture there of a child of God who's gotten clean and is trying to live right and do right, and something the devil says, hey, buy now, buy now, buy now. Sow your wild oats now. And they say, boy, I'll tell you what, I can't wait till the day I don't have to go to Sunday school anymore, and I don't have to go to youth rally anymore, and I don't have to do this anymore and that anymore. And next thing you know, they're out there, and it may take two or three or four years, but down the road, they're sitting in mud, going, how in the world did I get here? That's exactly what happened to the prodigal son, isn't it? He was eating the same mess that the hogs were eating. There will be a huge price to pay for walking away from the will of God. You've heard it said before, sin will take you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you ever thought you'd pay. If you go out here and take a credit card, and let's say you have a high, you have the opportunity to put a lot of money on that credit card, so you have a high credit limit. And let's say you go out, you're like, we got to have it all right now. We got to keep up with the cousins or the sisters or brothers or whatever. But man, we got to have all the furniture. We got to have the workout equipment. And we got to have this and we got to have that and that. And you charge up $20,000 on a credit card. Well, if you're young, just getting started, you're going to have a high interest rate, probably more than this. But I just did the math on a $20,000 credit card with a 19.99% interest rate. then once you do that, you may be sitting comfortably and you might be keeping up with the Joneses, but your interest rate alone each month, the payment on just the interest is going to be $333, over $300 before you ever pay one penny on that 20,000. See, that's what the devil does. Buy now. Don't wait. Don't study it out. Buy now. And there is always a pay later. I'm preaching this out of love this morning. There's a crowd today that says, man, our pastor always preaches love. And that's great. They're nice guys. But we don't always need just the soft and the hugs and the feel better. We need to be warned. God warned us that the devil is real and he's strong and he's deceitful. And the devil's advertising is always deceitful. And the devil's interest rate is always very high. As a child of God, you cannot sin and get away with it. The Bible tells us in James 1, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Thirdly is this. The devil is defeated by knowing truth. The devil is defeated by knowing truth. A lot of young adults get themselves into trouble because no parent ever took the time to teach them things to watch out for. A lot of Christians get themselves into trouble because they're not spending enough time in the Word of God. They're not listening in church. They're waiting to get out instead of get something from God. The devil is defeated by knowing truth. You ever see those advertisements on TV? And one of those infomercials, it just goes on and on. And they'll say, this knife will cut through a vehicle, but yet still slice your tomato. For three easy payments of $19.99, this can be yours. But wait! There's more. For a limited time, you can have three of these knives. And if you have half a brain tied behind your back, you're going, something's not right about this. They're not charging as much as it would charge to ship that to us. You're watching these advertisements, and then these little words come across the screen that no one can read. Or you're listening to the advertisement on the radio, and they read the little words. For a short time, you're like, what? What? We need to learn to read the little words. You're looking, young people. You know what's going to save you from an attack by the devil? The Word of God. What did Jesus say when the devil was attacking him? It is written. Look at the prodigal son in Luke 15. And when he came to himself, sometimes you want to ask people, what are you thinking? When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare and I perish with hunger? The prodigal son came to himself and he remembered the truth that blessings abounded at the father's house. He remembered the truth that the world and the devil will leave you wanting, but that Jesus offers everything you could ever truly desire in this life. Peace, joy, happiness, a good path, a good life. That's why God said in 1 John 2, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. He says, little children, it's the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, Even now there are many antichrists. There are many that are against the work of God, whereby we know that it is the last time. Many people today are departing from the faith, as we might say it. But the Bible says here, gives us an explanation for why many people are getting out of church. They went out from us because they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest they were not all of us. Listen to this. But ye have an unction from the Holy One. You know all things. That unction is speaking of the Holy Spirit of God. And you know all things. In other words, we talked about it on Wednesday nights. I don't have to wait for the preacher to tell me how to live my life. I got a Bible and a Holy Spirit. If that's not enough, something dangerous is going on in my life. Either I'm lost or my heart has been hardened. John says this, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it. And that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? When Satan starts his false advertisement in your life, use the Word of God to overcome him. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. For whatsoever is born of God, those who are saved, born again, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Teenagers, I'm just going to say it to you. And I know some of you, you come maybe for the first time and it shocks your system. But, I certainly don't want to quit the ministry, but I'll walk away from preaching before I'll stop preaching the truth, just because we live in a world today that doesn't want to hear the truth. You don't just start looking like everybody around you because you think that's the cool thing to do and that's the neat thing to do. And if somebody over here's head looks like a snow cone, then maybe I can go look like a snow cone. Or if someone over here looks like they stuck their face in the tackle box, I'm going to go do that also because that looks like the cool thing to do. Thank God for the grace of God. Thank God that we can have a past and we can overcome that past. Amen. Young people, let me just throw this out there at you. I'm just about done. Those tattoos are there forever. Those tattoos are there forever. I don't know what, in this crazy world we're in, man, there is a trend. They'll sit uptown in our town. They're up there at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes. I said, man, I've never heard it like this before. I'm telling you, the Bible says that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost of God. If somebody came in here today smoking a cigarette in this auditorium, most of us in here would be upset about that and say, man, it's the house of God. You don't do that. Your body is the temple of God. It's not up to us. Just do whatever makes us fit in with the crowd. God said, my people, yea, and all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Don't buy into the devil's lies. Buy in to the blessings of God. The devil's advertising is always deceitful. Well, they made it. You're not seeing the whole story. Either they're lost and their day is coming, or they're saved and their day is coming in this life. The way of transgressors is hard. The devil's advertising is always deceitful. The devil's interest rate is always hidden. You think, well, this is going to be good, and I'm sure I'll be all right, and I'll just get right with God. No, no, payday's coming. The last one, the devil is defeated by knowing the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let me give you this last verse. I didn't write it down. I thought about it, and I guess I didn't put it in my notes. Ecclesiastes 8:11 says this, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. In other words, say, well, I've been getting away with it for quite a while. Without just trying to give you the whole book this morning, either you're lost and need to be saved, or your chastening is coming. Sin, when it is finished, it's just not finished with you. Here's my suggestion to you, young person or adult. We don't know what's going on in this room. Here's my suggestion to you. Why don't you make a finish of sin in your life this morning? before he makes a finish of you. Because sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. It may be physical death. It may be dying before your time. It may be the death of a marriage. It may be the death of a friendship. It may be looking up in 5 years and saying, man, we had our family in church and our kids were happy and God was blessing and they were growing and they were in class and they were singing in the choir. But man, I just got online and the devil advertised and I fell for that advertisement and look what I've done. Because sin, when it is finished, buy now, but you're going to pay later. I don't know what's going on in your heart today. I still believe the Holy Spirit works in hearts. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. So it's that little thing you keep saying, that's what's going to get you. Let's get it right with God. If you're here today, you don't know Christ as your Savior. I wish, and I don't mean talent-wise, I'm not talking about me. I wish more preachers would get back to just preaching. Just preaching, thus saith the Lord. Stop with all the skits. Stop with all the motivational speeches. Stop with all that don't offend anybody and get out of it. Just, man, it'd be so much better. But if not, we still have a responsibility to preach the truth. And listeners still have a responsibility to do business with God.